program is brought to you in living color.
A record bin roulette, perhaps. Episode number 129. This is John Maynard.
And this is John Kessler with a sweet regurgitation of old musty vinyl.
Yes, well stated, Mr. K. And the record bin roulette wheel randomly finds pop music in politics.
Songs used by those seeking the big comfy chair in the Oval Office, along with a few asides.
Politicians express their stance through music. It started in 1840. President William Henry Harrison used this splashy little number in his campaign against incumbent Martin Van Buren.
Speed the ball for Tippecanoe and Tyler too. For Tippecanoe and Tyler too. And
Harrison was a war hero at Tippecanoe, and his VP was Tyler.
Oh, sorry I couldn't have been there.
Happy days are here again.
FDR used Happy Days in 1932.
Those big old blaring 1940s PA horns blasted this when Harry Truman defeated Dewey.
I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me.
Sinatra supported JFK with this.
Everyone is voting for Jack. Cause he's got what all the rest lack. Everyone wants to back Jack. Jack is on the right track. Cause he's got high hopes.
So painful, we've put it out of our memories. George McGovern lost to Nixon using this for his platform in 1972.
Then there was the only president who was never elected into office.
And that was Ford.
Yeah, and then he ran against Carter.
The football player versus the peanut farmer.
And do you remember Ford's campaign song?
No, and neither does anyone else.
George McGovern's campaign song could take a minute, John.
I can wait.
Record Bin Roulette. Pop music in politics.
Ronald Reagan praised Bruce Springsteen and referred to this song in his campaign.
But the boss asked Reagan to stop.
There you go again.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back
down. Tom Petty had to tell W to cease and desist.
She was.
This is the first day of taking our country back.
Petty stays busy. He also put the kibosh on Michelle Bachmann using American Girl.
And I just hope that tonight the lamestream media won't twist my words by repeating them verbatim.
Same sentiment from Hart to Palin.
You are a godless, socialist, pot-smoking, maggot-infested member of the Blame America First crowd, and I think you want the terrorists to win.
Chrissy Hines said, Rush, you want to keep using my music for your theme, write a check to PETA for 100 grand.
What?
And he did.
And we're done. Pop music and politics. This is John Maynard.
And this is John Kessler. Hear all 129 Record Bin Roulette episodes at KPLU.org.
Did you say KPLU.org?
I think I said KPLU.org.
There you go again.